Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. I'm fixing a
hole where the rain. As Commander-in-Chief, I will always do what is necessary to protect the American people and defend against evolving threats to our homeland. Rooting out a cancer like ISIL will not be quick or easy, but I'm confident that we can and we will, working closely with our allies and our partners. I'm feeling the cracks that ran through the door. Clearly, ISIL has come to represent the very worst elements in the region that we have to deal with collectively. That's going to be a long-term project. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong and right. It's going to require us to stabilize Syria in some fashion, and stabilizing Syria in some fashion means that we've got to get moderate Sunnis who are able to govern and offer a real alternative and competition to moderate Sunnis who are able to govern and offer a real alternative and competition to what ISIL's been doing in some of these spaces.
Let's be clear about the source of the threat that we face. The terrorist threat was not created by the Iraq War 10 years ago. It existed even before the horrific attacks on 9/11. This threat cannot be solved simply by dealing with the perceived grievances over Western foreign policy. The root cause of this threat to our security is quite clear. It is a poisonous ideology of Islamist extremism that is condemned by all faiths and by all faith leaders. And it really
doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
What we're facing in Iraq now with ISIL is a greater and deeper threat to our security than we have known before.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want your reaction. You just heard it in the opening to the broadcast between David Cameron saying clearly, unequivocally, we know who we're fighting here. That's a poisonous ideology of Islamist extremism versus the President of the United States, with due respect to the office, saying, I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. And then he called it, this project is going to take a long time. This isn't a project, okay? ISIS or ISIL, either group, it's the same organization, two different names. It is the desire of those groups to take over that region first, and that is the Middle East. The issue is significant. You've got Senator Graham, who we're going to hear from this week on the broadcast, as well as Senator McCain and others saying, we've got to take decisive and direct action. I worked on this for a month, folks, at Oxford, when nobody was talking about ISIS in June and July. And we produced, actually, a series of papers that are going to be a book that'll be coming out at the end of the month. And we'll let you know how you could pre-order this book. But, David, the fact of the matter is, the president's saying, and this is what's so shocking to me, we don't have a strategy yet. Number one, I don't think that's true. I think the military has a strategy. He just doesn't want to implement it.
No, yeah, exactly. The military has contingency plans for almost everything. What he's saying is, I haven't made my mind up yet.
Right.
Which is absolutely incredible, coming from the commander-in-chief of the world's most powerful military against a threat that he's known has been emerging for a very long time, and he still doesn't know what he wants to do.
And then you've got the UN investigating Israel about the situation with Hamas, and just now starting to get to the situation with ISIS. So how about this one, folks? We want to take your calls. Why the attacks on Israel? Why is the president saying he's not, you know, no strategy yet? Let's talk about that at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. First, a huge thank you to our ACLJ friends and members. We not only exceeded our goal, folks, we exceeded it well beyond our expectations for the month of August. Thank you very much. That allows us to stay in this fight in significant ways. We appreciate that. But we've also got to take a stand now against this attack on Christians. We got to stop this focus on Israel and focus on ISIS. We got a brand new petition up, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign it today. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's not have the focus on Israel. The UN must defend Christians from ISIS. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Your thoughts about the president's reaction to ISIS. Why are the women?
It's time for the United Nations to stop playing politics and start targeting jihadists. And it's time President Obama develop a strategy to defend the United States against jihadists. The UN is focused on pursuing Israel for alleged war crimes when our ally was legally defending itself and its citizens from terrorist attacks. ISIS and other radical groups are committing barbaric acts of terrorism, targeting Christians and others. That's where the UN focus should be, holding these terrorists accountable. And here at home, President Obama needs to take the offensive, implement a strong strategy to protect the homeland, to defend the U.S. against jihadists. The truth is, both the UN and the U.S. must target jihadists. Add your name to our new petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
I don't want to put the cart before them.
4-31-10. I want to play for you again the bite from President Obama, because to me this is an unbelievable situation. The president of the United States, and first of all, I don't believe this is true. So the president, again, the narrative of what's happening with ISIS is not fitting in with the president's plan. So this is the kind of statement you get.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
I don't believe that. And how come he doesn't have a strategy? And then David Cameron says this, number 11.
We are in the middle of a generational struggle against a poisonous and extremist ideology that I believe will be fighting for years and probably decades.
Well, there you have it. I mean, that's about as concise as you can get. The fact of the matter is the president, I don't believe that the president is building confidence with our allies in the region when you make statements like that. And I think it's demoralizing to our military. I'm going to let David address that, because I don't believe for a moment that the strongest military in the world was not prepared for ISIS. Now, the president did say they were JV players back in January. He's walking that back now, which he should. But I think this is a complete fundamental lack of understanding and lack of leadership, but it's his narrative. The president's, and this again, with due respect to the office of the president, the narrative of what's happening in the Middle East right now, with Christians being brutally murdered, crucified, and you've got the UN focusing, you know, barely even talking, now they're finally talking about ISIS, but they're more concerned about the Israeli-Hamas situation. And the president's narrative is not being followed through with. What he wants to be happening simply is not happening. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. But this, David, we touched on it before the break. This idea that, you know, the military, we have no strategy yet. If that's true, then the president of the United States should not be the commander-in-chief. He should not be the president of the United States. If we don't have a strategy, Mr. President, with due respect, you shouldn't be the commander-in-chief, because this didn't catch the world by surprise, unfortunately.
Well, here's what I really think he's saying. I don't have a strategy that is consistent with my ideology of appeasement.
Right. And there is no appeasing here.
Exactly, exactly. So he has gone down the path of appeasement again and again and again, and it has led to the rise of the most vicious terror group the world has seen in modern times, and now he doesn't know how to deal with it because he never knew how to deal with the crises in the Middle East.
But then you've got, in a White House briefing, you got Josh Earnest, the president's spokesperson, saying this, number 12. I mean, this is unbelievable.
The president hasn't yet laid out a specific plan for military action in Syria. And the reason for that is simply that the Pentagon is still developing that plan, and he's still reviewing them.
Really? I mean, really? The military, the chief of staff of the military, the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force. You think they're caught by surprise? If our intelligence is that bad, which I don't believe it is, by the way, if it's that bad, we've got a deeper problem. But this is when you've got to be the commander-in-chief and act like one. David Cameron sure is. Listen to what Chris Wallace said with Congressman Mike Rogers on this exact point. I'm hammering this point home, folks, because it's really critical for you to understand this, number 14.
Congressman, what do you think of the president saying that he doesn't have a strategy yet and then his spokesman, Josh Earnest, basically putting it all on the Pentagon?
Well, it's, unfortunately, we find it consistent with his past policy and actions on foreign policy. And it shows, I think exemplifies, that his foreign policy is an absolute free fall.
I think that's true. And I think what David said is also correct, that the narrative that the president have in his mind for how the Middle East is supposed to be structured is falling apart. And ISIL is a large part of that falling apart. And this idea that, you know, we're going to somehow have to work it out. Yes, it's going to be strange alignments here. I'm going to say some things, folks, that are pretty dramatic as far as what I think is going to have to happen. I mean, this is not the time to be toppling the Syrian regime, number one. Okay? Because you topple the Syrian regime, David, you're going to end up with ISIS running it.
You know,
country.
Several months ago, we came out on this program and said, do not do airstrikes on behalf of Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Right.
How right were we? I mean, think about that. Had the president's plan been carried out, the Assad regime would have been crushed. ISIS could be in charge of the entire country of Syria.
Okay,
right
so
now.
Number one, you got to prop up the Syrians, the regime, as far as militarily eliminating what is the more dangerous threat. This also brings up an interesting, I think fascinating scenario with Iran. Iran is an enemy of ISIS. Why is that? Well, it's the Sunni-Shia conflict, and that Sunni-Shia conflict plays out because ISIL as they're now called, is a Sunni-backed group. The Iranians are Shia. It's a different branch of Islam, and they are in clashing with each other. They're more Muslim-on-Muslim killings than any other third-party group. I mean, they tend to – it's unbelievable, the tension between these two branches of Islam. So then the question is, what do the Iranians do? And the Iranians are sending ammunition to the Kurds, and the president of the United States said, don't do that. We wish the Kurds weren't taking it from them, but yet we're not sending them ammunition. So what do you, you know, and David, you've been, of course, you served in the region militarily. The president said he was really upset with the Kurds and sent a message to the Kurdistan, the leaders of the Kurds, their interim government or their regional government, I guess is what they call it, and saying you shouldn't be taking the weapons from the Iranians. That was his comment.
I mean, look, ISIS was 30 miles from the Kurdish capital, a city of over a million people, 30 miles away. That is an absolute emergency. Yes, we came in with a few airstrikes that helped turn the tide for the time being, but we weren't supplying them. Finally, Germany is stepping up. Germany, which had to...
France.
France is stepping up. Where are we? Why aren't we stepping up? These people have fought with us. When I was in Iraq, the Peshmerga, which is the name for the Kurdish militia, they controlled a portion of our area of operations, and that was the safest area. We did not have to worry about that. They have fought with us. They have bled with us. Why do we leave them for the Germans to supply?
Yeah, because we have, again, it goes back to the commander-in-chief of the United States, the president of the United States, policy of how he envisions the Middle East is not playing out the way he wanted it to. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me say this also. We've got a petition up because we think the world focus has got to change here. You know, there's been a lot of noise about the UN investigating Israel and Hamas on the recent issue there with the conflict in Gaza. Now, folks, the threat from ISIS overshadows this dramatically. So ISIS jihadists are committing genocide against Christians, and Hamas jihadists want Israel obliterated. You realize that? So you got Hamas wanting to obliterate Jews, ISIS wanting to commit genocide and are committing genocide against Christians. President Obama says, we don't have a strategy. Even worse, the United Nations has sided with the Islamic terrorists against Israel, and they're now investigating Israel, not the terrorists, for war crimes. What have they said on ISIS? Basically, next to nothing. So we think we got to stand with the ACLJ right now. We want to send a clear message to the president, clear message to the UN. You got to confront the jihadists, defend Israel, and protect Christians. That's the 3 points. Here's the 3 action items. Confront the jihadists. That means militarily figure out the strategy and implement it. Number two, defend Israel. And number three, protect the Christians in Syria and Iraq that are being wiped out by the genocide. I spoke to Andrew White, the vicar of Baghdad, the Episcopal vicar there, and, I mean, it's horrendous. So it's three things. Confront the jihadists, defend Israel, and protect Christians. We've got a brand new petition up. I need you to sign it. ACLJ.org. We're going to send it to the UN, and we're going to send it to the White House. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. This also is encouraging military action of some type to control this threat. So again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Tony's calling from Fort Myers, Florida. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, sure. Listen, here's Obama's plan to destroy America. He does not support Israel. He funds terrorists. He hates Christians with the IRS scandal. Wake up, America. It's September. He does not follow the constitutionality of America. And another thing, why don't we join with our ally, Israel, and go against the terrorists?
Well, you can't because let me tell you why, Tony. Israel cannot go into predominantly Muslim countries with any military action, period. They can't. I agree with some of what you're saying as far as getting the strategy's not working, but having Israel go in there and carry the water on this is not possible, right, David?
Oh, that's right. I mean, if Israel went in with ground troops into an Arab country, it would unite the entire Arab world against them.
Yep. So you just can't. That's not feasible. We need to deal with what can be done. What we have to have is a decisive and clear policy. Listen to a question from Andrea Mitchell to Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California.
The president back in January told the New Yorker magazine, David Remnick, that ISIS is the JV team. That was clearly wrong.
Well, I think it's wrong, too. I think it's a major varsity team, and if you want to use those kinds of monikers. But I've seen nothing that compares with its viciousness.
Yeah, let's not use those monikers, though. I think we need not. No baseball football analogies here. This is brutality on a scale we've not seen. So here's what we need you to do. We're going to a break. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. But here's what I need you to do. We've got a brand new petition up. Three things. Number one, confront the jihadists. That means military action is needed. Defend Israel and protect the Christians. That's the three things we've got to do. Sign that petition now if you haven't already done so. It's a brand new one just up. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign it now. Stand up for what's right. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It's time for the United Nations to stop playing politics and start targeting jihadists. And it's time President Obama develop a strategy to defend the United States against jihadists. The UN is focused on pursuing Israel for alleged war crimes when our ally was legally defending itself and its citizens from terrorist attacks. ISIS and other radical groups are committing barbaric acts of terrorism, targeting Christians and others. That's where the UN focus should be, holding these terrorists accountable. And here at home, President Obama needs to take the offensive, implement a strong strategy to protect the homeland, to defend the U.S. against jihadists. The truth is, both the UN and the U.S. must target jihadists. Add your name to our new petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Yes, everyone, taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Listen to these words from David Cameron. You can't appeal. You know, when I was in Oxford this summer, we were talking about this in one of our programs at Exeter College, dealt with ISIS, and we were making presentations, and the professor that was kind of moderating the panels, who was a guy that believes you can negotiate pretty much with anybody, when it came to ISIS, he said they have to be, you got to crush them. There's no negotiating here. This is a guy left to center saying you got to crush them. Cornel West, former professor at Princeton, a known far left guy, socialist basically, said you got to take military action and wipe these people out. Listen to what David Cameron said. This is number 10.
Now, we cannot appease this ideology. We have to confront it at home and abroad. To do this, we need a tough, intelligent, patient, and comprehensive approach to defeat the terrorist threat at its source. Tough in that we need a firm security response, whether that is action to go after the terrorists, international cooperation on intelligence, and counterterrorism or uncompromising measures against terrorists here at home.
Well, there you have it. That's the tough language necessary. Jana's calling from Fort Worth, Texas on line 3. Hi, Jana. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call. I am curious, is it too much of a stretch to say that Obama is not only pro-Islam, but pro-radical Islam?
I don't think that's right. I think here's what it is. I think President Obama has a worldview of the Middle East, and that worldview of the Middle East has not gone according to plan. According to plan was he was going to make these overtures to the Middle East, which he did. He did that famous speech in Cairo. And do you realize, and I'm going to play, do we have that Cairo bite? I'm going to get that Cairo bite because, folks, I believe it all started with the statement in Cairo in 2009. I think it was the fundamental key statement that the president made about defining the United States in such a way as to remove our Christian, Judeo-Christian heritage. Listen to what the president said.
Islam has a proud tradition of tolerance. We see it in the history of Andalusia and Cordoba during the Inquisition. I saw it firsthand as a child in Indonesia, where devout Christians worshiped freely in an overwhelmingly Muslim country.
Okay, so there gives you some of the worldview. I mean, those are the president's word. And then we have the one about his view of the United States. We're going to have that one played in a moment as well. But David, this is the worldview. It's a worldview the president has that's just not coming out according to plan.
Well, look, here's the deal. He comes from an academic left culture. And the academic left, they believe that radical Muslims have legitimate grievances against the United States and the West. And the way to deal with radical Islam is to deal with their legitimate grievances. There's another word for that. It's called appeasement. And it does not work.
By the way, it never works. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls about this issue and the president's responses. Had Democrat Dianne Feinstein saying this is the wrong way to do it. I think what's happening here is a complete fundamental shift of the way we're going to have to view the world in the Middle East. John's calling from Virginia on line 5. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just got a quick question for you. It's kind of twofold. What do you think the long-term effects are going to be on future terrorist cells that pop up after hearing, you know, our leaders say that?
Yep.
And also, how do you think it's going to affect our relationship with our allies?
Well, I think it's disastrous on both counts. I think when, and let me play it again for everybody. This is the President of the United States, and I'm going to just play the first part of bite number 5. This is what he said.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
Okay, so what do I think that does to our allies? Devastating. I think it's devastating to our military as well, the idea that you would do this. And I think the message it sends to the terrorists is one of weakness. And they don't understand weakness. You know, Benjamin Disraeli said in dealing when England had to deal with Russia, force is what they understand. They understand force. They don't understand this kind of fake diplomacy as if you're going to appease them or negotiate your way around this. And that's why it's critical, folks. If you've not taken a stand yet, there's a brand new petition we're putting up, and we're very clear on what we're asking for. 3 things: confront the jihadists in Syria and Iraq, which means military action. 2, defend Israel, and 3, protect Christians from being slaughtered. Sign that petition now at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And David, you're making the point that actually aids and encourages the jihadists because it's a symbol of weakness on our end.
They thrive on weakness. You know, look, this was overlooked in the American media, but there was an important image all over the Middle East this past weekend. And what was that image? Yep. It was of jihadists jumping into the U.S. ambassador's swimming pool in Libya. You know what that said? That said we ran the Americans out of a country that they militarily helped take over. I mean, think about that. That is an image that is going to be broadcast and rebroadcast all over the Middle East of jihadists swimming in the U.S. ambassador's swimming pool in Tripoli, Libya. All that weakness does, it's like a recruiting poster for jihadists.
Yeah, and the net effect of that is just absolutely devastating. All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Now, remember this. We're here for another 30 minutes. SiriusXM, you get the full hour number of stations as well. If not, just go to aclj.org. We'll take your call there. Bobby's calling from New Jersey on line 6. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
I could see, you know, I'm not an attorney, and I'm not as a well-versed, but this appeasement that Obama is doing, I'm sorry, but I think he's complicit in this.
Well, inaction, when you have inaction, of course you're complicit. So that, Bobby, you don't have to be a lawyer. The president making that statement, juxtaposed with David Cameron's statement, and I'm going to play those after the break, and some more of what was said yesterday in the House of Commons. It's two competing worldviews. You got David Cameron, who's making very clear statements. Let me play number 9 for you very quickly here.
What we're facing in Iraq now with ISIL is a greater and deeper threat to our security than we have known before.
All right, juxtapose that with President Obama number 5.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
Okay, and the reason I did that, even if it's the end of the broadcast here, I'll redo it again in the next half hour. You realize, folks, the president of the United States, weak, not prepared, no strategy. The prime minister of England, of Great Britain, ready for action. How could we be caught off guard this way? We're taking your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We need to send a very loud and clear message to the president. Here it is. Very simple. Number 1, confront the jihadists in Syria and Iraq immediately. Number 2, defend Israel. Fight this UN ridiculous hearing on the UN with Israel when the UN's barely speaking. We're going to get into that about ISIS. And number 3, you got to protect the Christians in Iraq who are being slaughtered, folks. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. So here's what we need. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast, go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. It's that simple. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Share our information on Facebook, folks. We got a book coming out. We're going to let you know how to get that. It'll be an ebook available very soon. But again, like us on Facebook. We've crossed 2 million between mine and the ACLJ's. A lot more ahead. And your calls at 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
ISIS and other radical groups are committing barbaric acts of terrorism, targeting Christians and others. That's where the UN focus should be, holding these terrorists accountable. And here at home, President Obama needs to take the offensive, implement a strong strategy to protect the homeland, to defend the U.S. against jihadists. Add your name to our new petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
folks. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation with ISIL, ISIS, the Iraqi state, the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant. That's what ISIL is. It's the same group, ISIS, IS, they're sometimes called. But it's basically the caliphate. They're growing. Let's get an update, David, on their growth. The military action that we have taken has slowed them down some. There's no doubt about that. But they seem to be, as you said, they're like water. Wherever there's least resistance, they're going. So they went and wiped out an entire town this weekend.
Right, right. Their advance towards the Kurdistan got stopped. But then what did they do? They went back in Syria. They took over a Syrian airbase, grabbed a bunch of missiles,
right.
Even grabbed Syrian fighter jets. I mean, so they go towards the path of least resistance. That's why you have to have what? A comprehensive strategy.
Which we don't have.
Which we may have in the military's eyes, but our president hasn't decided on. Our president is expressing and showing weakness and indecision, and it is going to cost lives.
You know, this is interesting because there was when Joe Scarborough on MSNBC Morning Joe played the clip of the president saying, you know, we have no strategy. He had Robert Gibbs on, who was a former press secretary for the president. Listen to this exchange, number 14.
Are there oxygen masks in the press secretary's office when the president says something like he said on last week where the oxygen masks drop and you can catch a deep breath before you go talk to him? I mean, we all know it was a slip.
I think whenever you have to go out next and say what somebody meant to say or what somebody was trying to say, right, means you're trying to explain that wincible moment that that you see.
Really? Wincible moment? I mean, really? A slip? I don't think it was a slip. They reinforced it the next day. So that's the fundamental difference between how we're viewing the world here. And, you know, I don't think this is joking and laughing either. This is really serious. So serious that David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, went to the floor of the House of Commons. This is what he said, number 22.
Mr. Speaker, dealing with this terrorist threat is not just about new powers, it is also about how we combat extremism in all its forms. That is why we have a new approach to tackling radicalization, focusing on all types of extremism, not just violent extremism.
Yeah, yeah.
This has included stopping the funding of organizations that promote extremism, banning hate preachers, and ensuring that every part of government, from schools and universities to prisons, are all focused on beating this scourge of extremism.
I mean, you look at the nature and the scope of what they're doing in England and reevaluating their entire system of how to deal with this. And then you got Josh Earnest after the president made the slip up about saying we weren't prepared. Let me play again the slip up. Number five.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy.
All right, so the president says we don't have a strategy yet. And then his press secretary goes out and defends that. Number 12.
The president hasn't yet laid out a specific plan.
Oh, there you go. You know, no strategy, no specific plan, no strategy. This is what you get. This is the message we're sending to the rest of the world. That's the danger here.
And he's doing it, and the rest is Spidey, and says it's the Pentagon's fault. It's the military's fault. I guarantee you, the military is not sitting there with no plans to deal with ISIS. As one general said back in 2011, recently talking about what happened when we pulled out entirely out of Iraq in 2011, it wasn't just predictable that this would happen. It was predicted. Everyone knew if you took all of our forces out, then you were going to give jihadists room to breathe.
Which is precisely and exactly what happened. All right, we're taking your calls. Our phone lines are jammed at 1-800-684-3110. Hopefully they'll loosen up a bit in a minute. Hang on the line there. We're going to get to your calls when we come back from the break. Folks, again, a huge thank you to our ACLJ members. What a month of August. We had our matching challenge, and you all did just fantastic. Thank you so much. Couldn't have done it without you. We've got a brand new petition up. It is clear. Stop the jihadist attack on Christians. Defend Israel. Get the UN out of investigating Israel and focus on Hamas. I mean, it really is that simple. But we got to get everything refocused. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We encourage you to take action now. If you haven't signed that petition, do it now. Like us and share us on Facebook. Again, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
It's time for the United Nations to stop playing politics and start targeting jihadists. And it's time President Obama develop a strategy to defend the United States against jihadists. The UN is focused on pursuing Israel for alleged war crimes when our ally was legally defending itself and its citizens from terrorist attacks. ISIS and other radical groups are committing barbaric acts of terrorism, targeting Christians and others. That's where the UN focus should be, holding these terrorists accountable. And here at home, President Obama needs to take the offensive, implement a strong strategy to protect the homeland, to defend the U.S. against jihadists. The truth is, both the UN and the U.S. must target jihadists. Add your name to our new petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
That's 800-684-3110. We've got an opposing view coming in from Jesse from Mississippi on line 6. Hi, Jesse. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes. Anything Obama has tried to do since he's been in office to help the whole United States, and the Republicans are trying to stop him from anything good that he's trying to do.
What does that have to do? Let's talk about, do you agree with the president's non-strategy position in Syria?
Do I agree with it?
You're going to have to turn, Jesse, you got to turn, Jesse, turn down, Jesse, turn down your radio because you can't talk to me and we can't talk to each other if you're listening to your radio at the same time. So go ahead.
Name, dead or alive.
I don't know
did
what
you
you're.
Agree with that?
Jesse, I don't know what you're talking. Thank you very much. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Melanie's calling from Toledo, Ohio. She's on line one. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Melanie, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I have two or three comments here real quick. Number one, you spoke about help. Coming to the Kurds from Iran. Turkey aids ISIS because they're Sunni. And for throughout this Arab Spring, Saudi Arabia has sent people to Syria to fight against the government. And now it's turned on them. We need to support Israel, but us going into Syria without working with them is going to get Russia involved because they have the backing of Russia. And another thing is...
Let's deal with what you've got so far because you brought up some really good points. Let's deal with the situation with Turkey. Yes, there are reports that Turkey has been backing some of the ISIS fighters here. David, those reports came to light over the last 2 weeks. They're not really denying it in Turkey. Turkey is not the Turkey of Ataturk anymore, that's for sure. The scope and depth of it, I don't think we know yet, but yes, there does appear to be a Turkey connection here, which is very dangerous.
Well, you know, here's what happened, a short thumbnail history, is that ISIS became so powerful so fast with the Syrian opposition that if anyone was aiding the Syrian opposition, they were in effect aiding ISIS because ISIS began to absorb everybody else. So if you provided arms to other groups, they became ISIS weapons. If you provided money to other groups, it became ISIS money. And that's it. As ISIS grew, it began to take in everything else. And now Turkey and Saudi Arabia and all these other countries have a tiger by the tail.
With Saudi Arabia, too, I think, you know, you bring up a very good point, Melanie, and that is the money that they're pouring towards this is dangerous. Now, you bring up the Russia situation. I think when it relates to Syria, that no party, whether it's Syria, the Syrian leadership right now, whether it is the Russians, want ISIS in place. This is dangerous for anybody in the region. But do we have to have a working relationship with the Syrians? That's why I said in the beginning of the broadcast, we're going to have to work with the regime. And I'm still not convinced that Iran's not going to be a part of this. And that's, I mean, it sounds so bizarre to even say that, but this is the reality of what this danger has presented. So those are good points. You had one more. Go ahead. I didn't mean to. Well, okay, go ahead. You're gone. Steve is calling from Tennessee on line two. Hi, Steve.
Yes, sir. I just have, like the lady said, I have a few comments. One is I took an oath in 1971 to go into the military.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your service.
And I was proud to do it. But I don't know what I would do now if they asked me to take the oath under a coward.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. There are men and women serving right now, Steve, that are taking that oath and are fighting for us right now. There's airplanes, jets flying over regions in Iraq to protect the population there, and they took an oath and they mean it. And we live in a constitutional republic, and when you live in a republic, sometimes you get a leader you disagree with, but the Constitution itself is what you're pledging to. David, that's what you did as a military. That's what we do as officers of the court. It's not the Chief Justice. It's not the President. It's to the Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. The oath is to the Constitution. And regardless of who is president, ISIS is a threat, and there are brave men and women right now who are confronting ISIS. And you know, we have hundreds more advisors down on the ground right in Iraq. So we're beginning to make some very small steps towards confronting this radical terror. And I hope that President Obama will listen to the people of the United States who are begging him to defend our country, begging him to stop genocide, and will step up further. I don't care if his motivation is because he's worried about political disaster.
Right.
I just want him to do what he needs to do.
Bob's calling from Auburn, California on line four. Hi, Bob.
Yes, I think Obama has already caused himself enough grave danger in his political activity, but he has gone after Israel and Russia, and he's been very, very soft on the ISIS thing.
Hard to explain to someone how the president has taken this view when he was making those statements about Israel and basically moral equivalency between Israel and Hamas, which was absurd. And then you're right. You're not going to start a war with Russia over the Ukraine. No one likes what Russia's doing there. But in the scope of world problems, you've got to be able to prioritize. As part of leadership, you've got to prioritize and deal with the point. You have to have a strategy. And when the president acknowledges he does not have a strategy, he is sending a message to our allies and our opponents that we are weak, and a weak United States is bad for the world. Let me say it again. A weak United States is bad for the world. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Cecilia's calling from North Carolina on line three. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, yes. I just heard you say that a weak United States is what we look like, and we definitely do in the fact that of just how we are, one, not standing behind our president, just within ourselves. A house divided upon itself cannot stand. And we're divided here at home, so anything that we do is almost laughable. And if I were the president...
Well, Cecilia, what do you mean by laughable?
To the media.
Well, Cecilia, hang on. Cecilia, hold on a second. There's nothing laughable about this situation with ISIS. This is really serious.
I didn't say ISIS. What's laughable? My words.
Okay, well, you go ahead and explain it again, because I didn't make any sense what you said.
Well, what I said made sense, but please listen to my words. I said that what you said was that we look weak to the world.
Do you think we do not? You think we look strong to the world?
We look weak. What for starters? just by the coverage, you know, that
Cecilia,
we're giving of our president.
Cecilia, hold on a second here. Let's talk about this. Don't make a soapbox speech. Talk about this. Do you believe that the president of the United States saying we have no strategy to deal with ISIS is a positive statement?
He didn't say we have no strategy.
Let me play.
We do not have a specific.
No, let me play for you exactly what he said.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
Okay, not a specific strategy. We do not have a strategy yet, is what
and
the president
if
said.
I were, and if we, and even so, if he doesn't have a strategy, given our media, does it make sense for him to give that strategy
no,
out?
No, you don't even get into that conversation, Cecilia. You don't even have, the conversation is you do something like David Cameron said, we've got a threat here, we're going to deal with that threat, we're going to take decisive action to deal with the threat. What you don't say, which targets your enemies and your allies, we have no strategy. Now, I don't know how you can rationally sound like a rational person. How can you rationally defend that? We have no strategy. If that's the case, he should have said nothing.
Are you now calling me? Now, we're Christians here, right?
Yes,
we're
but
are
you, I'm asking
Christian,
you a question. I'd
correct?
Like, Cecilia, I want you to answer this question. If the president of the United States really believes he does not have a strategy, why in the world would you translate that and sell that to the rest of the world? If it's true, it's pretty scary, but why would you say that to the rest of the world?
Well, let me ask you this.
No. I just asked a question.
Are you also saying it to the rest of the world?
No, I am. First of all, we have the right as American citizens, when we disagree with their government, to say something about it. Hold it, Cecilia. I'm sorry. You're going to have to please listen for a moment here. The president has made a very direct statement, and that statement is we have no strategy, and he had his press officer repeat it. And if you're okay with that, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that because he said we have no strategy as of yet, and he does not want to put the cart before the horse.
Well, what do you think there's a cart? Cecilia, hey, you know what? Let me tell you about a cart before the horse. Tell that to the people being assassinated, eliminated, and crucified. Yeah, we're Christians, and I don't want to see my brothers and sisters or Jews in Israel targeted. So the president doesn't get the option of saying we have no strategy, Cecilia. He's the president of the United States. You don't have that option when you're the president to say, I have no strategy. Sorry. If that's the case, you shouldn't be president. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Sign on to that petition. Hundreds are ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. Taking a stand against the ISIS revolt that's going on right now, the revulsion that they're producing with their mass killings. That's what it is. Let's not sugarcoat it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. You want to speak to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. You're the president of the United States. You don't get to say no strategy. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's time for the United Nations to stop playing politics and start targeting jihadists. And it's time President Obama develop a strategy to defend the United States against jihadists. The UN is focused on pursuing Israel for alleged war crimes when our ally was legally defending itself and its citizens from terrorist attacks. ISIS and other radical groups are committing barbaric acts of terrorism, targeting Christians and others. That's where the UN focus should be, holding these terrorists accountable. And here at home, President Obama needs to take the offensive, implement a strong strategy to protect the homeland, to defend the U.S. against jihadists. The truth is, Both the UN and the U.S. must target jihadists. Add your name to our new petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
It really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right, where I belong, I'm right, where I belong.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm here with David French. David, your reaction. Cecilia, I'm sure she's a nice woman, and she called in, but I mean, this, if you're putting your head in your sand like that, and you're putting your head in the sand, and believe that if you can make a statement as the President of the United States, if you really believe you have no strategy, do me a favor, don't tell the rest of the world that, okay? If that's really your worldview, Cecilia, and you're the President of the United States and you have no strategy, do me a favor, don't broadcast that all over the globe.
Look, all you have to say is we're planning decisive steps.
Right.
You know, use words like that are nonspecific, but communicate that you're in charge, communicate that you're going to take direct action. You can. That doesn't commit you to anything. But this told our enemy, we don't know what to do with you.
Right. Remember when President Bush was on top of the rubble at 9/11, and he said, the people that did this will be hearing from all of us soon? That's all you need to say. You don't have to say, here's the six steps we're taking. But for goodness sake, don't get up there and say, we have no strategy. You're the President of the United States. You're supposed to have a strategy. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Victoria is calling from Florida on line 5. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. You know, to all due respect, there's a lot of rhetoric going on here about the president. But, you know, we have a president that is the first president that never should have been our president, not of this country anyway.
Well, he was elected, so that, you know, elections have consequences, Victoria. So the consequences is no strategy. Go ahead.
Couple years, his dismantled, taking 4-star generals out because they did have a strategy, and he did not want to do their, and all the heads of our country are just disappearing. Like, nobody talks about this stuff.
Well, here's what's happening. The president had, look, when you have an election, you have consequences. He has fired a lot of generals. David is in the military, and he'll address that right now for everybody. But yes, a lot of military leaders have been terminated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, since World War II, he has run through almost more generals than any other commander-in-chief. He has run through more generals than any other commander-in-chief. And he's, you know, what's been fascinating is he's gotten rid of some of our toughest warfighters. And what that has done is that has sent a message in the military that political correctness prevails. And that is the wrong message to send at this time in our history.
You can't do that, and you can't send we have no strategy. If you have no strategy, don't tell the rest of the world that, okay? Mike is calling from San Diego, California, on line 6. Hi, Mike.
Hey, God bless you guys, Jay.
Thanks.
Boy, that last call was Cecilia. I mean,
Cecilia, I'm going to say something here. I mean, I think, she's listening to Christian radio. She's listening to us. I appreciate that. But this idea that you have to be an apologist for the president when he goes out and says, no strategy, I'm sorry, you don't have to. We live in a constitutional republic. I don't have to say, yes, that was a good statement to make. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, let's look at this guy. He's a leader of the free world, okay?
Yep.
And he's not speaking like David Cameron. And look at what he does. After the beheading of James Soule, he goes and plays golf. Shows you his mindset.
You know, I don't care if he played golf, if he had a strategy, frankly. You know, here's the truth. Mike, I don't want to, you know, did he play golf? Did he not play golf? I don't care if he plays golf. You know what I care about? You're the president of the United States. Don't tell me you don't have a strategy. And if you don't have a strategy, which apparently you did not, don't broadcast that to the rest of the world. And then David said is absolutely right. You know, the president didn't have to say, David, he didn't have to give a here's the six things we're going to do. He could have just said decisive action.
In fact, he shouldn't do
right.
Here are the six things we're going to do. Don't give our enemy an opportunity to plan, but you still send a message to the enemy that we are coming for you, that we have a plan to take you down. We intend to take you down. You don't say no strategy. That is like, it's a recruiting poster for jihadists. What it says to them is, we have the great Satan, America, on the run. We have him confused. We have him not knowing what to do. That sends jihadists flocking to them.
Yeah, so here's what President Bush said on top of that rubble at 9/11.
I can hear you! I can hear you! The rest of the world hears you! And the people... of us soon.
That's all you had to say. That's all you have to say. You don't get to say, as President of the United States, no strategy. Sarah's calling from Bethesda, Maryland, on line two. Hi, Sarah.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you.
Thanks.
My name is a Gaelic derivative of Cecilia, actually.
Yeah.
And her call was emotional. Her call was not rational. Bless you, Cecilia, if you mean well. Everything, Jay, we know people by their fruits. We don't know them by their words. Everything Obama is doing is on purpose to say, come get us.
Well, he is certainly sending out the message of weakness. And when you're dealing with the situation, the global situation, the geopolitical situation, the terrorist threat that we're dealing with, you can't be equivocal. There are certain things you've got to be unequivocal on. This is one of them. And again, with Cecilia, with due respect, when she called, the idea that you would saying no strategy is okay, and then saying no specific strategy is okay, it's not. You don't get to be president of the United States and do that at the same time. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to try to get to all the calls. We've got our phone lines are jammed. We've just got a few minutes left. Lewis is calling from Hampton, Virginia on line one. Lewis, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. It's my privilege to be on the air with you.
Thank you.
I'm a former military. I'm a veteran from Desert Storm.
Thank you for your service.
In the medical field. Thank you. Definitely. I agree. I agree that whatever you have or don't have as planned, especially when you have exposed a whole nation and the whole world, because we are all over the world. I mean, we
right.
got people in the Department of State. We got, you know, we got families with all the service members. You're putting everybody in jeopardy, regardless. You're putting
yep.
that whole, not just the nation within the borders, but wherever we stand, wherever there's an American flag or wherever
yep.
there's a smile yep. from an American child or whomever, we're all being jeopardized. I, for one, with that statement, I was shocked. Now, on the other hand, in leadership, I'm sure that the military forces have a strategy.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
There is one comment that I want to...
Well, let me tell you something about that military strategy that's coming. We know they have a military strategy, but when the president communicates they do not, that sends the wrong message to the military. It's demoralizing. Sends the wrong message to the rest of the globe. John calling from Oregon on line four. Hi, John. Welcome to the broadcast. Very quickly, please.
Yes. I was wondering what... why we have not heard from the Benghazi survivors, why we haven't heard a testimony from them, does that have anything to do with this current situation?
You know, the tie-in between Benghazi and ISIS is a bit remote, but it is the same line of terrorists. I mean, you're dealing with the same element, different groups, same element.
Right, exactly. It's same jihad. It's just different tactics in pursuit of that same jihad.
Right. So a different group, but definitely the same tactic and same approach. Look what they did to Ambassador Stevens. That kind of says it all. All right, folks, that's going to do it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll get more of your calls. Again, if you haven't signed that petition, do it now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. It's critical that we hear from you on this. We want to take action to protect Israel, protect the Christians in Iraq and Syria from this onslaught, and also to get a message to the UN and to the president. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, don't forget this. Like us on Facebook. We've crossed a million on mine and a million on the ACLJ's. On our way now to 3 million. We need your help on that. Hit like on Facebook. Follow Jordan on Twitter. Twitter.com/JordanSecular. We'll talk to you tomorrow. None will level on the
vine. ISIS and other radical groups are committing barbaric acts of terrorism, targeting Christians and others. That's where the UN focus should be, holding these terrorists accountable. And here at home, President Obama needs to take the offensive, implement a strong strategy to protect the homeland, to defend the U.S. against jihadists. Add your name to our new petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.